plate a potential nugget.
Diving into the book, Alyssa, you know, you talk about leaders to reflect on strengths, development areas, triggers, and dopamine hits. And what I found interesting was we often talk about strengths and development areas, but the notion of triggers and dopamine hits was interesting. Can you talk a little bit about what you mean by the terms and why it's important for leaders to reflect on those two as well?
Well, it's so important because basically the triggers are the things that drive you crazy, your pet peeves, the things that kind of set you off. So the problem is that I'll give you an example. One of this is a long time ago. One of the founders I worked with was getting really irritated by one of his employees. And like, you know, the employee was just like a normal employee, some good, some bad, but he was getting really irritated. And I sort of said, why are you so particularly irritated with this person? And to his credit, he really thought about it. And he said, because whenever I walk into his office, his lights are off. And I'm like, why don't you turn your lights on? And I just thought, wow, that's quite a strange thing. And it, you know, we went into a whole deep discussion about why that bothered him so much. I think it was like this: why are you in a cave? And I helped him see, actually, the guy wasn't in a cave, right? But the guy didn't like turn the lights on. Like, what is the big deal? And that was a trigger. And it actually caused him, this founder, to avoid this employee, to not take his input in very well, you know, as much as he would not value it as much as he would value other people's. And it's the silliest thing in the world. And yet it had meaningful impact on the way he ran the team. If you think of your own triggers, you have little pet peeves like that. You have little things that set you off. Also, when you get hungry, you might be a little irritated. And then when you're the CEO, when you're the founder and you're the leader, and then you act out like a normal person when they're hungry and upset and irritated or the little things that are bothering you, it has an outsized impact on the team as a whole. So you don't have the luxury of kind of giving in to your triggers. And the same is true of dopamine hits, right? So they make you feel great and you're all excited about it. You may make less good decisions. You may have team members who are trying to hold you back, like, no, let's think about it. Let's think it through. But you're not going to listen to them because you're so kind of drunk on your own, you know, like truth, like the truth inside of your head and the feel-good euphoria inside of your head. So all of us have to be aware of those things about us. But when you're a leader and you're the founder, the things that you do that you react to have an outsized impact on the way you manage the team. That's why it's so important.
And on the dopamine hits, Alyssa, would you have an example to bring it to life? What sorts of things should leaders reflect on?
So one good example is, this is a normal thing that happens, but there's a founder I particularly work with who, when there's a new person, they always feel like, oh, this person's going to save us. And this person can do no wrong. And, oh, this person is so, you know, terrific. And everybody around this founder is like, oh, here we go again. But it's an example of how the sort of shiny new is the thing that kind of turns this founder on. And the problem is that, you know, again, he would be sort of overprivileging the new person's input, thinking we need to do it that way, the way the person says, and also not giving credit to the incredible, like the hard work and the difficult work that everybody's been doing to date. So that's an example of how a dopamine hit, you know, sort of a thing that you are not aware of that makes you happy, but still, again, affects negatively the way you manage the team. Basically, you know, Deepak, it really has to do with this. It's being impulsive. The things that cause you to be impulsive, to react instead of, to have a reaction instead of choosing a response, those are the things you have to be more mindful of as any leader, but certainly as a founder. And therefore, you can counteract those things as you need to.
The point Alyssa makes about triggers is a profound one. Something similar came up in my conversation with Rich Fernandez, CEO of Search Inside Yourself, a leadership development initiative that was incubated in Google.
Well, intercom is the first thing that we talked about earlier, which is the skill of mindfulness and being able to manage your attention. And so something happens when you're able to direct your attention to the present moment via breath, mantra, whatever you call it, where you become calm, right? And less reactive because you're just simply grounded and focused. So that's the habit of inner calm, is the habit of mindfulness. Emotional resilience happens when you're able to become aware of the emotions that you're having as you're having them. This has a little bit more to do with open monitoring that I was discussing earlier. You're noticing what's arising within you as an emotion, as it's arising in real time. And it allows you then to take that distance that I was talking about, to exercise that response flexibility, right? When you're aware of your emotions, you're able to manage them. When you're aware of your emotions, you're able to respond rather than react. Now, some listeners might say, well, look, Rich, it's really important to react. I'm in a business where I have to react. And I would say to you, unless you're experiencing an existential threat, like your life is in jeopardy, it's going to always be far more effective to respond rather than react. Because responding doesn't mean going slow.
Very often, I notice that people think of using willpower as a key access for change when it comes to reacting versus responding. But I feel that avoiding triggers is often a more effective approach. Like in the case of technology, we often overestimate our willpower and underestimate the role of the environment around us. If you want to dig into this, do tune into my conversation at the podcast with Rich Fernandez at playtopotential.com. You can find him in the guest section, or you can tune into the curated playlist on mindfulness or self-awareness. Thank you for listening.